Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly as we continue our free agent tracker. This one is all about the tight ends. No, not Rob Gronkowski, but the other tight ends on the roster, Matthew Mulligan, DJ Williams, Michael Huomanawanui. Now, this offense this year, I think it obviously was built more around the wide receivers, not the two tight end sets that a lot of people were thinking would end up being the case. Can we expect that to carry over again for next season? And if so, what happens to Mulligan, who, you know, not really a pass-catching tight end, who's been here for a little while now? What happens to those guys?
Well, it's interesting. We start off by saying it's not really about Rob Gronkowski, but really it is all about Rob Gronkowski and just how healthy he can be, as the offseason unfolds. Clearly, coming off the ACL surgery, he's not going to be ready probably at the start of training camp, but, you know, I think realistically could be ready to play at the start of the regular season. So where you fit the other guys in, to me, the Human is a guy that I think that if you can get him back at a reasonable rate. Now, I know that they gave him a restricted free agent offer, and then they sort of changed that, restructured the deal down a little bit. So clearly they thought that he was a little bit too rich for their blood last year. I thought he had a pretty good season, really, all things considered. I thought he was a versatile guy. I thought he made some plays for them in the passing game and proved to be a pretty reliable blocker. So I wouldn't be shocked, Jackie, to see him come back. Mulligan is a guy I think he sort of fit in reasonably well. DJ Williams is on the roster. He's under contract, but I'm not sure that either one of those guys gives you a whole lot. But to me, Huomanawanui will be back. And it all depends on Gronkowski, just how healthy he is. I expect tight end to be a spot that we're talking about in the draft.
Okay.
A little bit later on in the offseason.
All right, so maybe the Patriots don't address this through free agency, but maybe in the draft they pick up another young, you know, a young Gronk maybe?
You said it, Jackie. You expect it to be a two tight end type offense.
Right.
Well, you don't have those two tight ends anymore for obvious reasons.
Right.
So I think they're going to need someone in addition to Gronkowski because you just don't have the reliability there with the health. And then even if Human comes back, you're probably going to need a third one. So, again, wouldn't be surprised to see that be a high priority, maybe a second-round pick.
But look at the carryover that you will have on offense with all of the wide receivers, Kenbrell, Tompkins, Aaron Dobson. Those guys have a full year under their belt. Will they take a back seat to Gronkowski and whatever he's able to do and a two tight end offense, or will they remain what they were this year?
Yeah, if Gronk is reasonably healthy, he's the top option in the passing game. We saw that in the six-plus games that he played last year. He's going to take over with Tom Brady. But the thing that I am excited about is having those three rookies here continuing their work, get in the offseason program, get ready for training camp, and hopefully one of those guys can emerge as a true threat on the outside. I think Dobson would be my pick out of those three guys. But having those three rookies, I expect them to be better in year two.
All right, so tight ends are on tap for today, but that will do it for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.